This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. After months, the Democratic primary battle heads to its last two states today. But even after the votes are counted, it's likely undecided superdelegates will determine the nominee. NPR's David Green has more.
Two reliably Republican states will close out the Democratic voting today. In the last two general elections, Montana and South Dakota voted overwhelmingly for President Bush. But today, the votes everyone will be watching are for Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Obama's been edging closer to having enough delegates to declare himself the nominee. But even with the votes cast in Montana and South Dakota, he may still need more superdelegates to declare their support. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, said that until there's a clear nominee, she'll keep making a case to superdelegates that she's more electable than her opponent. Clinton has scheduled a speech tonight in New York City to mark the end of the primary season. And yesterday in South Dakota, her husband, former President Bill Clinton, said, "This may be the last day I'm ever involved in a campaign of this kind."
NPR's David Green reporting. Senator Robert Byrd spent the night in the hospital after complaints of feeling sluggish. At 90, the West Virginia Democrat is the longest-serving senator in history. Earlier this year, rumors swirled that some colleagues thought he no longer had what it took to run the powerful Senate Appropriations Committee. The chattering calmed after Byrd turned in a strong performance at an Iraq hearing. His fellow Democrat, Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy, is out of surgery and looking ahead to the next round of cancer treatment. Kennedy's operation at Duke Medical Center lasted about 3.5 hours. The goal was to reduce the size of his brain tumor. He'll be there for about a week recovering. Then it's back to Massachusetts for a further chemotherapy treatment. Two astronauts aboard the International Space Station and Shuttle Discovery are spacewalking today. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE has more.
Veteran spacewalker Mike Fossum and rookie Ron Guerin will prepare the 32,000-pound Kibo lab so it can be unloaded from Discovery's cargo bay. The spacewalkers will also be testing modified gloves for their heavy spacesuits. Previous spacewalkers have cut the fabric of their gloves while working outside. Prior to liftoff, Fossum talked about patches of heavy cloth that have been stitched onto the gloves that he and Ron Guerin will use.
If everything works out, they'll use the same design for the Hubble mission following us, but it looks like it's a good solution to help us avoid the a lot of use of the overgloves, which have their own problems.
Pat Duggins of member station WMFE with that story. Humans make mistakes, so we need spell checkers. Spell checkers aren't human, but that still doesn't mean they're perfect. Some Pennsylvania high schoolers found that out when they got their yearbooks. It seems someone cranked up a spell checker on their names. Dozens of students were rechristened. Max Zapanovic renamed Max Supernova. That's not too bad, but the book has Alessandra Ippolito as Alexandria Impolite. Ms. Impolite, or Ippolito that is, showed pretty good manners when asked about the error. The yearbook's publisher, Taylor Publishing, took responsibility. That is your news for now. It's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Well, Mark Garrison, that's a real word. My name becomes Mike Peskier in
Peskier?
Spell check.
Well, yeah. Pesca is it comes from fish, right?
It comes from, it's the Italian word for peach, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mark.
They don't know that, though. There's no Italian to English dictionary in the automatic spell check.